In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Glory be to Jesus Christ.
Glory.
Christ is ascended.
In glory.
We remember today the Holy Fathers of the First Ecumenical Council in Nicaea in the year 325. Having remembered with solemnity and celebration the life, death, resurrection, and ascension of our Lord Jesus Christ, we today ask and answer the question, and who is Jesus Christ? Or rather, the Holy Fathers gave us the answer at Nicaea and gave us our creed, which we call the symbol of faith, that we believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the only begotten, begotten of the Father before all ages, light of light, of true God, begotten, not made, and of one essence with the Father, by whom all things were made. The key defining phrase of the Nicene Fathers is of one essence, in Latin consubstantial, in Greek homoousios, one essence, of the same essence, of the same nature, of the same being, as God the Father is our Lord Jesus Christ, true God of true God, no less God than God the Father. That he, being the Son of God, is begotten, generated from the very being of God the Father. He is of the same divine nature, the same divinity as God the Father. That Jesus Christ is God by nature, yet he appeared on earth as man. A priest of the church, Arius, declared Jesus to be a mere man and not God by nature. He said that he is a creature of God, created, made, not begotten, maybe special, but still created, still a creature. And Arius, in the early 4th century, was persuasive and charming and convinced many with his rhetoric and personality, and caused great turmoil in the church and in the new Christian empire. He said, how could God be born as a helpless infant? And thus was fulfilled St. Paul's prophecy we just heard in the book of Acts. For I know this, that after my departing shall grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock. Also of your own selves shall men arise, speaking perverse things, to draw away disciples after them. Brothers and sisters, the questioning of the identity of Christ by Arius divided the church and sowed confusion in the citizens of the newly Christian Roman Empire. And in response, the Emperor Constantine himself called for a council of the church's leadership. And thus 318 fathers gathered in Nicaea, which is near Constantinople. Some of their names, some of the better known ones. St. Nicholas of Myra Lycia was present. St. Spyridon the Wonder Worker. St. Athanasius the Great. St. Paphnutius. St. James of Nisiphus. St. Alexander of Alexandria, whose icon adorns our altar. St. Eustathius of Antioch, Eusebius of Caesarea, Mitrophon of Constantinople, Mitrophanes. And from the west, St. Hosius of Cordova in Spain, Theophilus the Goth, Cecilianus of Carthage, and others. However, the Nicene Council was no mere theological discussion, no mere academic exercise. The very heart of the Christian gospel was at stake. The very heart of the Christian gospel was questioned. The very identity of Jesus Christ. And these fathers of the council came not merely to discuss, but to witness to and defend the truth of Jesus Christ, as they had already done in times of persecution recently past. These men bore the marks of their faithful witness on their very bodies. Of the 318 fathers gathered, only 11 of them did not have scars and wounds from being under torture. 307 of them had scars and wounds and even maimings from torture for Jesus Christ. Some were blinded. Some had ears cut off, teeth knocked out or removed, fingernails removed. And one bishop, Bishop Thomas of Maresh, was carried in, utterly disfigured in his face, and with no arms and no legs. And when the Emperor Constantine saw him, he bowed down to the floor to venerate him as a martyr. These men had come to defend Christ in words, having already defended his truth with their extraordinary, faithful, courageous witness. They had already put their lives on the line in confirming Jesus Christ. Now they would document the truth of Christ at the council. And thus was fulfilled the Lord's own words to God the Father in today's gospel: I have manifested thy name unto the men which thou gavest me out of the world. Thine they were, and thou gavest them me, and they have kept thy word. Now they have known that all things whatsoever thou hast given me are of thee. For I have given unto them the words which thou gavest me, and they have received them, and have known surely that I came out from thee, and they have believed that thou didst send me. Of course, he is speaking about the holy apostles in his time, but these holy fathers we celebrate today have faithfully followed the apostles and indeed continued their faithful witness. As the Lord said to the Father, and they have believed that thou didst send me. They believe that Jesus is God from God, light of light, true God of true God, begotten, not made. And this, brothers and sisters, is the truth of Christ that has lasted and proved itself true down through the centuries. And Arius, like Judas, went off in disgrace. The affirmation of the divinity of Jesus declared at Nicaea affirms that the true identity of God is revealed as the Holy Trinity, that God the Father has his only begotten Son and the Holy Spirit, the Trinity one in essence and undivided. The true and living God who has revealed himself to us, who has done all things for us and for our salvation, including the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, celebrated next week at Pentecost. As we sung last night at Vespers, we celebrate today the annual memory of the God-bearing fathers who assembled in Nicaea. They laid low the godless doctrines of Arius, driving him from the oneness of the Catholic Church, and teaching us how to confess the consubstantial and co-everlasting Son of God, expressing this clearly in the symbol of faith. And we, following their divine doctrines, believe and serve the Son with the Father and the All-Holy Spirit, the consubstantial Trinity, one divinity. Through the prayers of our Holy Fathers, the Holy Fathers of the First Ecumenical Council in Nicaea, may our Lord Jesus Christ, our God, have mercy on us and save us. Amen. Glory be to Jesus Christ. Amen.